Weiter and Chesser and Daftes Zion picking up four lines down, first one in the line. Rechov Teva Vesakim Efer Efer Kavura Umuria Siman. This is a Siman to remind to remember everything we're about to hit. Lomiotzim Rechov, why did we go into the Rechov and we take out these things? And this is the last set of the three of the seven fasts that we go and bring everything onto the streets. Why do we do it? Rechia Barabin, Rabar Omer, Lomer to come and tell you, Zaaknu Betsina, we cried out to you Betsina, which means in the base Knesses. Velo Nanino, but you didn't answer us. Nivazats Menu Befrasis, or willing to go ahead and embarrass ourselves in public so we can go ahead and we can get answered now. Rish Lakish Amar Galinu. He says the reason because of Gullus. Since we've been Galinu, Galusenu Mechaper Salinu. We went to Gullus ourselves to Mechaper Salinu. It should be a Kabar for us. My Benai, what's the difference between these? Let's say a person goes out from one base Knesset to another one. So in this case, you did Gullus, but you don't have Befarhesia. Velaman Motsian is a Tevil Rechov Shilir. Why do we go and bring it out into the Rechov Shir? Two opinions. I'm Rabbi Shubin Levi. Lama to tell us, Kleet Sanua Hayulana. We have a Kleet Sanua, meaning the Aron, which is a tzinu, it's inside. It is baza bavonenu, and nonetheless, it became this baza because of the way that we behaved, because of our averus. This is a vidoy, Rashi says. V'lamim eskansin besakin. Why is it we go ahead that we get all dressed up in sakin and sakin in chogrim besakin, sackcloth? Rashi says, Tanina b'Yerushalmi, shayu chogrim sakin v'yotz on the base of kavaros. They would put on sakin, they would go out to the base of kavaros, into the cemetery. The token bekranos, and they would do tikkios. Ubay leilmi bay sakin lama beisa kavaros lama v'tikkios shofar lama. We're going to ask on each one of these. Why do we need these particular things? Why do we do these things? So let me break it down. V'lama skanim besakin. Amar b'chia abba. Amar b'chia bar abba. Lomer to come and tell you. Hare anu chashuvim kebehima. We are like animals. Rashi says why? Because it comes from the hairs of animals. Minotza shel izim from the notes feather. Feather? Think. Feathers of goats. This is where it comes from. Vilaminosene for Miklal Gabi Teva. Why is it we go and put these ashes on the Teva, on the Aron Kodesh? I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Klarma come to say, Imo Anochi Betzara. This is talking about the Hashem is with us in Tsar. This is a representative of the Torah, which is a representative of Hashem himself. Rishal Kishamar, Becholt Sarasam, Lo Tsar. Like from another Pasuk in Yeshaya, which is saying that in every one of their Tsar, he's in Tsar. Amar Bezerah says, Mireish ki have a chazina luhu rabbanan. When I used to go ahead originally, when I saw this happening, the Avi Ephraim Miklal, Gabi Teva, they used to put this the ashes on the Aron, Mizdazea li kuligufa. My whole body shook from seeing this sight. Why does every person put ashes on themselves? One says, we are considered to you like Efer, like ashes. And the other one, in order that Hashem should remember the Efer, the ashes that were for Yitzchak Avinu. That happened, from Akedas Yitzchak. My Benayu, what's the difference between them? Benayu, Ofristam. The Muslim is if you use just regular dirt. You don't have the Yitzchak Avinu shtickle, but you do have the idea that we are like dirt. Lomi Yotzal Bitsa Kavaros, why do you go out to the Bitsa Kavaros? Pligabar of Levi Bachama Rav Chanina. Chad Amar, one of them says, Hari Anu Chashum Lefenach Kamesim, we're like dead people to you, and that's why we go out to the Kavaros to show such a thing. The Chad Amar once says, Kadeshi Avakshu Alina Mesim Racham, said the people that are dead, they should go and they should daven for us on our behalf. My Benai, what's the difference between the two? Igabanai, Kiri Akum, a Goyish cemetery. You have the idea that we should be like we're dead, but you don't have daven for us. My Har Homaria. Now, once Rashi says, once I did the Iri, but plucked the Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Chanin, once we have these machloksim going back and forth, Tananami Hai plucked to bring this one as well. My Har Homaria, the Avraham, Kara Lamakum, Keda Har Yeraeh. Avraham Avinu called it the Har Yeraeh, Uksiv El Eretz Hamaria. So why is it called the Plibar of Levi Bacham of Chanina Chadamar Har Shiyatzim Menu Hora'a Li Yisrael? It's the higher the mountain that Hora'a went, the teaching went out to Yisrael. Rashi says Torah Li Yisrael, like Hora'a from Lashon of Torah. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora Yoru Mishpatech Li Yaakov V'lishkas Hagadz Shabbat Andu Anavim Amuchichom Yisrael. They used to be on that area. That's where they used to go and give all the halacha. Harsha Yatzim Menu Hora'a Chadamar and says Harsha Yatzim Menu Mora La'Ovdei Chachamim. It's the mountain that gave fear. Without went out to the nations of the world. Rashi says, Shishomim Gedulas Yisrael V'Yishalayim U'Mispachten Aleim Shamati. Says that they were very scared and they heard from such things. Lishna Chuyina, says Rashi, Har Maria Har Sinai Mor Lov D'Guchavim Matan Torah. There were Mor from Matan Torah D'Chsiv Eretz Yirel V'Shakta. Next part of the Mishnah. Zakin Shabem Omer Lefneim Divrei Kvushim. The one who's a Zakin says things are going to get him to do tshuva. Tana Rabbana, Im Yisakim, is a Zakin, Omer Zakin. Zakin does it. Im Lav, and if not, then Omer Chacham. He said a great sage comes along and they do it. Im Lav, you know, of that, Omer Adam Shel Tzur. You say someone who's like a, you know, a chash of a person over there. That's how you do it. And if, yeah. Rashi says, when it says Adam Shel Tzura, it means Baal Koma, a person who's tall. They're going to listen to him, they're going to accept his words to soften the hearts. You start off by saying, if there's a Zakin, Zakin, if not, then it's a Chacham. Are to Zakin, to Kami, Afagav, to Lav Chachamu? Are talking about a Zakin, even though he's not a Chacham, says Rashi, Ela Ama Uritz, but to me, a Havade Chacham, for sure, a Chacham is going to be better. Amar Abai, it says, Hachi, Amar means to say, Imi Zakin, Vihu Chacham, Omer Zakin, Vihu Chacham. Vim Lav, then Omer Chacham. Vim Lav, Omer Adam Shatsura. Acheinu, and this is what they would say, my brothers. Lo sakvatan is garment. It's not sakvatan. It's not the wearing sackcloth and fasting that goes ahead and then the Shem listens. Zela tshuva meisim tovim garment. That's what ends up working. Shekhen mesin about she ninve is what we found by ninve that Hashem shalom emar bahem vayara lukim is esakam v'estanisam ela vayara lukim is maseim kishov midakam arah. So their actions that they went back from their evil ways and they did the right thing. Vayiskansu sakim ha'adam v'abehema. People should be covered with the people and the animals to be covered with sackcloth. My Havu Avdi, what did they do to the animals? They tied the mamas and the babies separately. They said, we're not going to rachmanas on them. Next part of the pasuk is v'yikru'u el elokim b'chazka, and they called it Hashem with chazka, with chozak, with strength. My armor, what they say? Armor lefanu ribono shalolam, oluv v'she'enu oluv, tzadik v'rasha, mi nidchem mipnei mi. In this context, oluv means someone who's in pain, but he can handle it because they've experienced it and they can handle long pain. V'she'enu oluv, someone who can't, they can't handle it. Tzadik, someone who's tzadik, v'rasha, mi nidchem mipnei mi. Who listens to the other? What ends up usually happening is that the one who's very quick to anger and the person who's a Rasha, Rashi says, have you omer tzadik mipnei Rasha? Tzadik gives in to the Rasha. He's like, all right, this guy can't handle it. So we're asking the same thing over here too. So Hashem, you should go ahead and listen to us because you're the tzadik and you're the olive. V'yeshuva ish midarko aram in a chamas asher b'kapeim. And each person do tshuva from his bad ways and the chamas that's in their hands. Chamas means that you steal from someone, when you force someone to give something to you. Mayum in a chamas asher b'kapeim. What does that mean? That they would do from the chamas in their kapeim. Amar Shmuel, I feel Gazel Marish, even if they stole, Rashi says Marish is a Korah, a beam. And they would go ahead, and again, these are the people of Ninveh. That's what this is talking about, going back to the whole Ninveh shtickle. So he said, this is what the king of Ninveh said everyone had to do. Even if you stole a beam, and you built it into your house, into your migdal, into your tower, you have to go ahead and destroy the whole thing and return the beam itself. You have to give back the actual beam that you stole. That's pretty intense. Got to take apart the whole thing and actually return the actual beam. Omer of Adabar Ava. Adam Shish B'yoda Avera, person has in his hand in Aveda. Rashi says of Gezel. Umisvada, and he does tshuva. You know, he's been doing Vida Vena Chozer, but he doesn't go ahead and he's left Chozer. Rashi says, Lashalim is a Gezel, Lama Udome. He doesn't go ahead and return that which he owes. What's it compared to? Lama Udome. The Adam Shitofi Sheretz B'yoda. Shafilu Tova B'mchol Mimos V'olam. He's holding a dead rodent in his hand. Even if he goes ahead and he goes and all, he tovels himself all the wars in the world. Lois Lotvila, it's not going to help. Zorka Miyoda, he throws it out of his hand. Then Kevin Shitova B'arabam. So even if he just goes in his Tovil and just in 40 saw, Miyados Lotvila, immediately it helps. One who confesses and forsakes his averus will be then miruham. He's gonna have mercy. Whoa, no, it's not enough just to stop, just to say sorry. You have to stop what you're doing. Get rid of the stuff. Omer, it says nisa levavenu al kapayim el kel bashamayim. Lift up our hearts together with our hands to Hashem in shamayim. Right? So it's got to be both things. You got to actually stop what we're doing, get rid of it. Rashi says, Im kapayim tzarech lisa alev l'shamayim klomer shiachser mikil kulo. You have to go back from the thing we did wrong. Next, right, Mishnah, amdu b'tfilim aridin l'fnei ativa zakin. When they go and they do it, they would stand in front of the, in order to one who would lead the shiach tzibor, would be an elder, but somebody who knows it really well. Tana rabbanan, amdu b'tfilim, afa b'shiyisham zakin v'chacham, even a zakin v'chacham, im aridin l'fnei ativa el adam aragil. Only put somebody there who is a ragil, who actually knows, who's holding shtark. Who knows it's feeler? Behuda, man, mitupel ve'enlo. We're talking about a person who has small kids, but he doesn't have anything. In other words, he can't really take care of them. Rashi says yeshlo tefalim ve'enlo b'meshel l'tzvaynis. He has kids, but he has nothing to give them. Shelibo doigel of his heart is worried for them. Who tzarich likros mikiros libo aleim, and he goes to daven from the depth of his heart for them. V'yeshlo yegia basadav beisarekam. He has work in the field, but he has nothing in the house. His house is empty. Gemara is going to go into this. Rashi says, "Shemaskavin Yosef, it feels like Shamim. He's going to have more kavana." Upirko Noe, and we're talking about a particular person. Rashi says we're going to explain what this means. An Amud Beis Upirko Noe, when he was young, he was good. Ushval Baderech, and he is someone who is humble. Rashi says Anav. And people like him. The guy's Noach Labrios, and Maskim Latvila. So people like him, therefore his tefillah is going to be answered. Vieshon the Imam Akolo Orev. And he also has a nice, beautiful voice when he goes and he davens. Rashi says, Basume Kola, Shamosha Chalev, it pulls the heart. Ubakilikos Batorah, Ubinavim, Uxtuvim. And the guy's a Bucky and all the different psukim over here. Right? He knows how to say everything properly. Vilishnos, Vamidjus, Valachos, Vagodus, Ubaki, Bechola, Bechos, Kulan. And he also, he's holding shtak. He's a bucky and all the different ideas of how to daven properly. V'yovu bei rabbanon einayu b'Rav Yitzchak bar Ami. Okay, when they said, all right, let's take a look and see who do we got? Rav Yitzchak bar Ami. He was holding in all the shtiklich, so therefore he should be the one who's going to actually end up being the one who's davening for everyone. Beep, turn the page. Tez Zayin Amud Beis. Hainu mitupol. The Gemara asks, now hold on 1 second, why exactly did we kind of repeat ourselves here? Hainu mitupel ve'enlo hainu beiso rekam. When it says that he has small kids but he can't support them, it's the same as saying that his house is empty. Right, so why do you have to say it seem to be both of these things? Rav Chisa zeu shebeiso rekam min avera. It means his house is empty from avera. He doesn't have any averos in his house, which is quite amazing. Rashi says, "Ain chamas v'gezel beiso." There's no thievery, any theft in his house. Upirko no. What does it mean that is when he was young that it was pleasing? Rabbi is that shalom yatsa love shame Rabbi Alduso. He didn't have a bad name when he was a kid. He was liked and he did the right things and he was good. Now, although it's important to have a nice voice and all that kind of stuff, you got to make sure that you're sending the right person. If you ever send the wrong person, it's not good. As the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, "Haitzili nachalosi ka'aryeh bayar." Hashem says that my nachala, meaning the Jewish people, was like a lion in the forest. And nasta alai bekola al kain sinisia, gave me her voice against me. Therefore, I hated her. My nasta alai bekola. What does it mean? Gave the voice. Amar marzucha bar tov yamarav. Ramallah amar rabbi chama. This is someone who goes down, but they're not hugging. Rashi says, "Rasha, Shakadosh Baruch Hu sonia, so yosem ikulan, funosem ikol l'fanav." He's giving his voice, beautiful, a nice, beautiful voice. But you dubis the Rasha, and you go, "Rasha, why are you going and sending this guy in front of me?" V'omer l'fanav esrei ba'arba baruch Hu shemona esrei b'shemachol yomu mosev aleim el cheish. When he said that, they say the shemona esrei, and then six more, so it's 24 brachas. Hani sheish, the sheish sheva avi. We said there's seven, because it's not like we learned in the Mishnah, and we said this, we're going to get this in the Gemara. So there's seven. What are you talking about? It's only six. What does it mean when it said the Shvius? Shvius la aruka. We are going to see momentarily that where do you put this? After Goel Yisrael, before Rifa'enu, and therefore it means the seventh from that. It's not counted as one of the seven, but rather it's only really six in total that are added. Kiddi Tayin is going to the Baisa. Big Goel Yisrael, Marich or Marich in the Bracha of Goel Yisrael, of the Chosma Omer, when your Chosim says, Misha Anas Avram, the Hara Maria, Hu Yaneschem, Vishma Kotzakaschem, Yom Azebruch of Goel Yisrael, Veino Nacharv, Amen. This after it's Amen. So it is ma'arich, it's added on. It is elongated, sorry. So it's really just one of them is the end of the bracha that's in Shmoneh Esrei anyway, so that's not considered one of the extra ones. It's just a continuation of one of the regular Shmoneh Esrei ones, and there are six after. The Chazan HaKnesses, Omer Lehem, the Chazan HaKnesses comes and says, Tiku b'nei Aaron, Tiku go and blow the shofar for Chozer v'Omer, and then they go. And then afterwards they say, Misha Anas, Avosenu, like we said all this yesterday's each one of them. One says, what are we talking about over here that they go and they say Amen? Begavulin, that's only talking about outside of the Beit HaMikdash. It's not how we did it. Onin, Amen, but Mikdash. They didn't say Amen the Mikdash. Mani Sheino Amen the Mikdash. How do you don't say it? Shenem is a plus success. Kumu Baruchu is Hashem Elokeichem, Mina Olam Ve'ad Olam. Get up, stand up. And remember, this is a Gemara in Barachos that bless Hashem, your Hashem, from the world until the world. Me'olam Ve'olam. Vivaruchu Shem Kavodecha, Umirom Malkol Baracha Tehila. And let him bless the name of your gloriness and built up upon every bracha and tehillah and praise. Yachala kol bracha kulan lo tehei ela tehillah achas. You would think that maybe for every bracha there should be only one tehillah. Meaning, hold off until the very end. Just want to ask you to say anything. Tamad lomer umarom al kol bracha tehillah al kol bracha tein lo tehillah. And every bracha you should give it its proper tehillah, its proper praise. What they say in the Mikdash? Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Ve'ad Olam Baruch Goel Yisrael Ve'hein Onin Acharav Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Li'olam Ba'ed. That's what they respond afterwards. V'chazak Nesses Omer Lam, he says, Tiko Akonim B'nei Aaron Tiko, go and blow. V'chotzer Omer Mishan Elah Zavr Maharim Riyu Yana Eschem Mishma Kokotak Eschem Yom Azeh. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Zocher Hanish Kachos Ve'hein Omin Acharav Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Li'olam Ba'ed. Don't get thrown off there. Bishakam Alav the Chazan HaKnesses then goes on and says again. He says, "Omer lehem Ariyu Kohen b'nei Aharon Ariyu v'chein akol bracha bracha be'achas Omer Tiku be'achas Omer Ariyu al the Shagomer is cool until they finish all of them." Used to behave in these different places. Ukvar. They said, "Lo yonogam kain ela b'shar mizrach barabayis." You only did this in the Beit Hamikdash. Rashi says, "You only machar b'chshen kol b'chasoli lamba'ed." Alone, amen b'gvon in the gvon, they would say, "Amen, amen, amen." Ve'is the army k'detanya. Some say it like the following: Only lefneim eser marav brachos. They say 24 brachos. Shmon eser b'chol yom regel shmon eser. Umosif aleim ot sheish another six. Va'osin sheish heichan omer. Where would they say it? Ben goel lerofei chole between goel and rofei chole. Marich beGeula and we marich in the bracha of Geula and vehin on the mecharev amen al kol bracha bracha they would say amen on every single bracha v'kachal yunagim gvul let's see the gvul avav b'mikdash shayah omer what they say the mikdash they used to say baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam v'ad olam baruch goel Yisrael v'lo hayonim amen al acharev amen v'kach the kol kach lama. Why do this? Afish shein olam amin b'mikdash. Should we marry shein olam amin b'mikdash? How do you know you don't say amin b'mikdash? Shneim pasuk says kumar baruchu is Hashem elokeichem min olam v'ad olam v'varuchu shem kivodecha meromim al kol baracha utehila al kol baracha ubracha tein l'tehila. And every single bracha, give it its proper praise. And that is what baruch shem kivod machuso leolam v'ed. Tana rabbanan. We see another brayso now. It's going to talk about the different brachas that we said in the Beit HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanan, Arishonu su Omer, in the first brachas he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam v'ad olam baruch goel Yisrael. V'hein Omer Mechar, v'nei Safter, is Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso li'olam v'ed. That's what they respond. V'chazer HaChazan Omer, and he goes and says, Tiku Kwanim Tiku. V'chozer Omer Misha Anu Es Avim Mahar Mariya Hu Yane Eschem V'yishma Kol Tzakeschem Hayom HaZeh. Then they would, little change of rule over here. Yeah, mochik zeh, get rid of that. V'ala shnia omer, and then the second one, they says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam v'ad olam, Baruch Zocher Nishkachos, V'hein omer achar, Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso li'olam v'ed. V'chazak Nesses omer, he goes and he speaks up, he says, Ariu b'nei Aaron, Ariu, V'omer mishana esav asinu al yamsuf, Hu yana eschem yishma v'kot tzakaschem hayom azeh, V'hein omer miriam, betokim miriam, they go ahead and they blow the shofar again, V'chein b'chol baruch ha-baruch ha-nevi singo baruch ha-ba'achas omer, Tiku baruch ha-zom Ariu, one says, Tiku one says Ariu. Ashik mezhol kol baruch ha-skul, and finish all of them. V'kach yinig, rabbi chalafta b'tzipor, rabbi chanani b'chadi b'sich When they said, that's the only time they would do such a thing. Alright, next part of Mishnah said, you don't have to say Zichronos. And he said, instead of saying those, you add in another two parts of from Tehillim. Amar v'adadim in Yafo. My time of Yehuda. What is pshat for Rabbi Yehuda that he says you don't say these things? The fishein omim zechronim v'shoshfos. You don't say zechronim v'shoshfos. Beep. Turn the page. Daf yud zayin. Ela b'Rosh Hashanah u'b'yovlos u'b'shas milchama. He says the only time you say these things, if it's a Shoshana, if it's Yovel, or it's a time of milchama. A time of war. Rashi says, "Kedaminim b'Rosh Hashanah, Amulaf imu b'fanim machus zechernos, and b'yovel b'yom kippurim shel yovel." Like we said, Lemishna over there, Shava yovel Rosh Hashanah letkiel b'brachos b'shas milchama, as the pasuk says, to go ahead and say it at the time of milchama. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. Wishing all y'all a great, great day.